Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending September 4th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaicans go to polls in COVID-19 environment. Jamaicans headed to the polls on September 3rd, 2020 to cast their votes in the nation's 18th general election. According to the Electoral Office of Jamaica, EOJ, 6,984 polling stations were expected to be open with voting underway from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Prime Minister Andrew Holness expressed confidence that his Jamaica Labour Party, JLP, will retain power by gaining a large majority of the votes. Opposition leader Dr. Peter Phillips of the PNP stated that he would leave his post as president if the party lost in the general election. Thousands of police were deployed throughout the island to maintain control during the voting. In a breaking news update, we can confirm that the JLP has retained power for another five-year term, winning 49 seats against the PNP's 19. Regardless of what party wins, challenges could arise for crowd control post-voting. Jamaica's two major political parties, the Jamaica Labour Party, JLP, and the People's National Party, PNP, have both struggled to devise a plan to contain their supporters on the evening of the general election after the polls have closed. There are concerns about crowd control whichever party wins the hotly contested general election. The JLP expects to obtain at least 36 seats, while the PNP expects a minimum of 35. Neither party has made definitive plans about maintaining the COVID-19 protocols as issued by the Ministry of Health and Wellness after the election. There has been a surge of cases of the coronavirus over the past 2 weeks, with more than 2,600 cases in total and over 1,600 currently active cases reported. As a result, officials have called upon voters to forego the traditional celebrations of electoral victory or concession speeches and commit to having virtual responses instead. This week's Caribbean news. Puerto Rican duo plays electro-Caribbean hymn of belonging to raise spirits during pandemic. The electro-Caribbean music duo named Buscabula has released a video of its hymn of belonging entitled Miro. Lead singer Raquel Berrios said the song is aimed at Puerto Ricans who feel proud about what is theirs. The sense of belonging transcends money, she says, although sometimes it's really hard to conceive of that now, when spirituality and traditions seem to go to a secondary plane. Berrios also serves as the designer, composer, and DJ of Buscabula, while Luis Alfredo del Valle is a DJ and instrumentalist. They met in Brooklyn, New York in 2011 to form their musical collaboration. Buscabula is Puerto Rican for troublemaker, or someone who looks to start fights at parties. When they returned to Puerto Rico in 2017, they found their home island devastated by Hurricane Maria and marked by the departure of many local residents. They also found foreigners flocking to the island to buy land and initiating developments without regard to the environment. This prompted the release of their first album, Regresa, which includes the Mio track. Berrios believes the coronavirus pandemic has made the album's message even more important. In the end, the album is about accepting yourself with your mistakes and imperfections, she said.
These days, you don't have to leave home or look around the corner for adventure. Just pop open a bottle of Grace Tropical Rhythms. There's an adventure in every flavor. Enjoy one of your favorites or try something new and exciting like Grace Tropical Rhythms Guava Fusion, Mango Sweet Potato, Guava Sweet Potato, and more. Treat yourself to a cool taste of the islands today and grab a bottle of Grace Tropical Rhythms, an excellent source of vitamin C, which helps boost your immunity.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Two Toronto city councillors seek to protect city's Little Jamaica neighborhood. Toronto city councillors Joss Matlow, Josh Matlow, and Mike Colley, are working to protect the culture of the Little Jamaica neighborhood in the Eglinton West area of the city from the damaging effects of gentrification. Matlow's constituency includes Little Jamaica, while Mike Colley is responding to voiced concerns about the loss of character and identity of the area due to gentrification, which threatens the existence of small, black-owned businesses. The pressures of gentrification include increased development arising from the new Crosstown LRT, which will open along Eglinton and facilitate links between Little Jamaica and the rest of the city. Matlow cited the area's immigrants created a lively reggae scene that contributed to the music legacy of Toronto, the food scene, and the existing strong sense of community. The two councillors are creating a planning framework study to consider how best to retain the neighborhood's identity. This week's business news. JHTA reports no known cases of COVID-19 transmission in tourism industry. According to the president of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Omar Robinson, there have been no known cases of transmission of the COVID-19 virus within the Jamaica tourist industry. This has been the case in spite of an increase in cases generally across the island. Robinson attributed the rise in the number of cases to Jamaicans not taking responsibility for their actions. Since the tourist industry reopened on June 15, 2020, he noted that hotels have been following the extensive safety protocols established by the government, and this has succeeded in providing for the safety of guests and staff members. Tourist attraction venues have also adhered to the safety protocols to ensure visitors and staff fully comply with the COVID-19 rules. Robinson appealed to Jamaicans to take more personal responsibility in the battle against the virus for the sake of Jamaica's economy. We can't leave it up to government. The government has been phenomenal so far in containing the spread. It is for us as individuals, just like what we are doing in tourism, to ensure that you practice physical distancing and wear your mask, he said. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Legendary reggae star Toots Hibbert in medically induced coma. Fans continued to pray for the recovery of legendary Toots Hibbert of Toots and the Maytals, who is hospitalized in a medically induced coma at the University Hospital of the West Indies. According to his publicist, Claude Mills, the singer is fighting for his life and is on a ventilator. Jamaica's Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, Olivia Grange, assured Jamaicans that Hibbert is receiving the best medical care possible as he suffers from respiratory problems. A statement from Hibbert's recording label Trojan Jamaica BMG stated that his family thanked everyone for their love and prayers, and that medical personnel at the hospital confirmed that he is in a stable condition, receiving round-the-clock treatment. Tassan Chin, winner of The Voice television competition, sent her prayers and expression of respect for the legendary singer, as did singers Zia Benjamin and Ziggy Marley, who requested that positive thoughts and energy be sent to Hibbert, his family, and his foundation. This week's sports news. Jamaica's Shauna K. Hines chosen to promote 2021 Paralympic Games. Para-athlete Jamaican Shauna K. Hines has been chosen by the International Paralympic Committee, IPC, which is the international governing body for para-sports, to be part of the organization's continuing social media initiative designed to promote the 2021 Paralympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. The 2020 staging of the Games was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Christopher Samuda, the president of the Jamaica Paralympic Association, this is a historic achievement that reflects how Jamaican athletes have influence beyond the island's borders and impact the global village. Hines, who said she was elated that Jamaica has been selected, will join an elite group of para-athletes from around the world and across sports discipline to bring inspiring messages to the IPC's Instagram project, 1 year to go. Hines only began her participation in para-sports 3 years ago, but in that short time, she has made considerable progress and is just about to qualify for the Paralympic Games. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.